It's the working. It is the trying of your faith, and this thing, it works your patience. Number two, look at Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5, verse 3 says, "And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh what?"
Patience.
Uh-huh. Now remember, we just said patience, right? It's a trying of your faith that worketh patience, right? Okay. So, tribulation worketh what? Patience. Then we just see patience in James chapter 1, right? Now you see this patience again. Now, he says tribulation worketh patience. And patience what? And experience what? And hope maketh what? Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Number two, God will give the enemy access into your life to stretch you. Just like a rubber band. If I take a rubber band and I just loosely put it around paper, the band is around the paper, but it's still loose. So the rubber band still isn't fulfilling purpose. Because believe it or not, it's still really not holding anything together. The rubber band is not really fulfilling its purpose until it's put under pressure and it's stretched. Y'all missing? Until that band is stretched, and God will allow the enemy access to grab hold of certain areas of your life and stretch you. Because there's more to you than you may realize. You just need to be. You have more capacity than you realize. You just need to be. And God will allow the enemy access to stretch you. He will allow the enemy in your life to prove you, to make your faith stronger. And when your faith is made stronger, God says, now I need to stretch you. So I'll put you under pressure and stretch you out some. And many believers go through the stretching process. But God is so wise, he won't allow you to pop. But he'll let you stretch to the point that you think you're going to pop. Y'all acting like y'all hadn't experienced this. Let me tell you. I've experienced. Listen. What did I tell you to turn to? Romans chapter what? Romans chapter 5. There's an old saying when we talk about the stretching, because we have to go through some difficult days to stretch. There's an old saying. How many of y'all ever heard the old saying that a smooth sea never makes a skilled sailor? That until you hit some rough days, you develop no skill. And through rough days, God will raise your skill set. He'll stretch you and you'll have more skill to fight later on down the road. Let me show it to you. It's right here in Romans chapter 5. We just read it. Some of y'all missed it. We just read it. He says, and not only so, but we glory in tribulation. That means in tribulation, we don't crumble. But we see tribulation, we glory in tribulation. When we see trouble come, we say, praise God, he's about to stretch me. That's a whole nother perspective right there. Some of y'all said, that ain't what I say. But when you see trouble coming, you ain't supposed to come. You say, bless God. God is about to prove me. He's about to make me stronger. I'm going to come out of this better than what I went into this. That God is about to stretch me. So if he's going to stretch me, that must mean there's something more for me. God must have something that he wants to deposit into my life that I cannot handle now. So he'll stretch me because he want to give me something. You still ain't got it because you've been getting stretched this week. And you've been crying all week long. God, why? And God says, because I'm stretching you. Now, if you stop complaining and just let me stretch you, we can get this thing over. Let's go ahead and get this. Let's get this over. He says, Paul says, he says that we glory in tribulation. He said, because tribulation, it works your patience. Tribulation works your patience. Here's the deal. Patience works experience. Experience works hope. And hope make him not ashamed. And the reason that you have hope when you get in situations is because you look back on your past experience. Y'all just missed it. We moved into scripture. Now we're going to back out of it. Patience, experience, hope. When you get into a situation that you've never been in, you're in the situation and you say, man, I have no hope. Here's I'm out in this rough sea. I ain't never been on no rough sea before. I can't even swim. What am I going to do? And now you get out there and you start saying, man, it don't like I have no hope. But when you've been in a situation that you've already experienced before, you're in the situation, but you say, I have hope. What gives you hope? I've been through it before. I've been through some rough days before, so I have hope. Your hope is a result of your experience. But before God would allow you to have an experience, he had to give you patience to deal with the experience by where you will develop hope. Am I making sense? Because your tribulation works your patience. So sometimes God will give you more trouble to only give you more hope. What does that mean? He will give you more trouble because he knows I need to get you some patience. Because you want hope, but you don't have patience. And you want experience, but you don't have patience. So you've been praying for hope, but hope doesn't start with hope. Hope starts with trouble. Hope starts with trouble that will stretch you to the point that God says, now you have patience. He will teach you patience. And the way that God will teach you patience, it is the trying of your faith. God bless me with patience. Get ready for your faith to be tried. And here's what I've learned. You don't even have to pray for God to do some things in your life. You don't have to pray for patience. God will look at you and say, you know what? I got more I want to give you. I know you ain't been praying for patience. But you know you're impatient. So because I'm God, and I'm the one in charge, I'm just going to bless you with some patience. And the way I'm going to bless you with patience is I'm going to bless you with some tribulation. I'm a package this wonderful gift, and I'm going to park it at your door. And when you open it, it's going to be a box of trouble. Ain't going to be no box of chocolate. It's going to be a box of trouble. It's going to be a box of tribulation. And that tribulation going to put your patience to work. And now since God looks at you and say, now you have some patience. Now God said, now I'm going to give you some experience. And now you have some experience. You look back and say, God, now I have hope. And hope make him not ashamed. We want to get to hope but skip the trouble. And God will give the enemy access into your life because Satan is not. Satan can't do any more than God allows. Satan desires. Here's what John 10:10 says. That the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But here's the deal. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But he can't steal, kill, or destroy nothing if God don't let him in the door. I've said this before. Satan is like God's pit bull on a chain. He can't go no further than the owner lets him go and the owner snatches him back and says, that's enough. And while he's on the chain, he will keep barking. And if you are afraid of his bark, you'll run. But I know you're tied up. Ain't no need me to run past you. Because God has you under full control. Let me say it again. God has Satan under wraps. Have him under full control. He's on a chain that he cannot get off, and he'll bark and scare you, and you'll take off running, and God will look at you and say, what you running for? Don't you see me? I'm the owner. I'm standing here. I got him on the chain. He can't go nowhere. I got him. I got him. He can't do nothing that I don't allow him to do. I got this book.